not saying I'm gonna change the world. I do guarantee that I will spark a brain that will change the world. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show, brought to you by yours truly, Mookie Mel. Thank you for joining me in episode 9 of season 2. Per usual, we have a phenomenal episode of you and me, you and I, me and you, lined up. For my returning listeners, thank you for coming back. For my new audience members, welcome. You are in tuned to another episode of You and Me. These episodes are meant to be more personable and more intellectual of a conversation between you and me, although it's just a conversation between I and I. But they're meant to be personable. They're meant to be thought-provoking and obviously stimulate discussion. Today, the topic will be the comfortable character. We'll further discuss how character can be broken down into sports, scholars, and social. But let me give a little background on the comfortable character. So we all know that character is meant to be who we are when no one's looking, when it's just the man or the woman in the mirror. But character is interesting because majority of the times we're never alone, so we're often influenced. I made a correlation in one of my conversations earlier that character is similar to an accent or dialect. That when someone is immersed in a certain accent or certain part of speech and dialect, that individual will slowly but surely begin to pick up that accent or use slang or terms of that dialect. And the same could be said with character. Character, we often can succumb to positive or negative influences. We often can take bits and pieces of action or personality traits without even realizing. So I wanted to speak on the comfortable character. Speaking on character, regardless of whom we're around, we'll be able to remain the same. Or regardless of what our influences are, positive, negative, or realizing what positive or negative influences may be, to step out of our comfort zones and re-diagnose who we are as characters. So we're going to, again, dive into social, scholar, and sports on the comfortable character. And let's jump into S1 with scholar. Learning, knowledge. That's, as funny as this next statement may sound, it's so true. It's easy to be embedded in the environment you're in. So if you go to a prestige school or an Ivy League college where academics are highly regarded, most or a majority of the people in attendance of said school or university will be taking their academics seriously because that's the environment, that's the atmosphere. And unfortunately, the same effects can happen in a negative learning atmosphere when teachers are underpaid and they're on edge because they don't want to be there, or when students are in poor living circumstances or don't have food or don't. Yeah, think about that. Think about learning while you're hungry. Wow. How do you expect kids to do well on standardized tests if they're hungry? I literally snack all day. But anyways, so let's jump into scholars, right? So the best teachers can relate to their students and understand that there's many, many different ways of learning. Visual, audio, physical, aka kinesthetic, are all different forms of learning. The best teachers are able to relate to their students, and I let me digress. I say these are the main forms of learning, as I said, because this is the majority, but there's, I think, like 7 or 8 different styles or formats of learning. But these, as I said, are majority. The best teachers are able to relate to their students in, if not all, of these said forms. So as a scholar, as the comfortable character, we have a few things that we have to determine if we want to be successful in terms of our education or if we want to be a comfortable character. We have to understand, what type of learner are we? Do we learn from one specific skill? Specific. That's a funny word. Specifically. Do we specifically learn from one skill? Do we learn from visually seeing things, then hearing it later? Do we learn from a combination of two skills? We must be intent in our learning. So we must be intent in the character we also have in our progression of knowledge. The understanding of, one, our learning style. Two, what are your strengths and weaknesses? And understand why. So let me further break that down, because it's always easy to say, oh, I'm good at this or I'm bad at that. But it's harder to understand why you may not be good at something, especially when it comes to education. So obviously, when you're in a linear systematic schooling structures, you have to go to classes at certain times and this, that, and that's fine. But you can develop a skill in how you best operate. So do you need to snack throughout the day to keep your energy level up? Do you need to stand up and do maybe 10 squats every 30 minutes or so? Do you need to doodle on paper because you listen best when you're physically doing something? You have to constantly try to find that edge or whatever helps you curve that learning gap, that learning curve. I personally can attest that I struggled in school and I was not a comfortable character. I often circumvented to whatever my classmates were doing, or a talker or a jokester, because either one, I didn't understand my best learning style, or two, I would grasp the concept the teacher was spent the lesson plan on and be done for the day. I'm like, what else can I learn? I'm a quick learner in the right environment or under the right instruction. But growing up, especially in middle school and, a good amount of high school, it was easier for me to be a jokester. So I did eventually understand some of my weaknesses and strengths. Some of my strengths were, I'm a morning person. So if I can take a morning class, I'm fine with that. I also understand some of my weaknesses are, I cannot stand a lecture class. If a class is over 2 hours, I'm going to start losing interest and focus. That segues me into my third point of scholars and the comfortable character. Distractions. You have to understand what distractions may be. In a nutshell, some people can study with music, others can't. You know, you have to understand and realize what best helps you for your individual character to grow as a scholar. Many times we can succumb to unnecessary distractions without even voicing our opinion. So let's say we're studying as a group, although it is a positive structure and atmosphere, if someone's playing music out loud, there's a chance someone may not be able to optimize their database, their mental database, because the music's distracting them. I was that person. Are you? And finally, my fourth point when it comes to the comfortable character and scholars is, understand the best time of operation. Do you do work best when you're still in the working cycle or still thinking of the topic? Do you need a break? Do you need to work in the morning? Do you need to work out before you start to use your mental capacity? What is your best time of operation? Because we all function differently. Although we were all geared to go to school around 7:30 or 8 a.m., that may not be our best operational time. So as you get older and begin to have more freedoms, start to pay attention to how your character and how your brain best operates. Let's jump into S2 in sports with the comfortable character. I want to issue a challenge. I want to issue a challenge for everyone to try a sport or research about a sport which they always had interest in, and to partake in some form of playing the sport. Oftentimes, we're introduced to sports that we may have comfortability with, may have a legacy with, we may have past knowledge or almost hand-me-down knowledge on said sports. I want to issue a challenge to step out of that comfort zone when it comes to physical activity. And not only will that open different mental thought processes, but different physical attributes as well. So I guess relatively recently picked up longboarding, and I love it. I've been longboarding now for almost 5 years, but the way I think of the world on my skateboard or my longboard is so different versus how I would look at the world on a basketball court. Yes, both activities are fast-paced. That's why I like them, I think, but it's so different. Yes, they both have moving pieces, but there's not as many consistency with longboarding. You know, obviously you'll always have the same board, but not every sidewalk is the same. Every court is the same. Not every person is moving at the same pace. There's so many factors. But anyways, let me digress. I want to issue another challenge to my athletes who are currently embedded in their craft and sold already in the sport of choice. I want to issue a challenge, and obviously you want to get better at your craft of choice. I want to issue a challenge of trying a new form of training. Do some research, whatever. You know, the internet is a great tool these days. But I want to challenge you to try a different form of training. Again, this is the same rewards of the first challenge. You'll reap new thought processes as well as physically trying something different. You may polish a skill in a new manner or be able to utilize a skill you didn't even know you had. I want to propose a final challenge. The third and final challenge in terms of sports and the comfortable character is I'd like everyone to try to extend themselves to another individual when partaking in your said physical activity. I know there's team sports and individual sports, so in team sports it may be a little easier. So I'm going to extend the challenge differently. I want you to extend yourself and step out of your comfort zone and extend to someone you may not usually speak to. So extend yourself to someone you may not usually extend yourself to, someone who may not look like you or has a different skill set or talks differently. And extend yourself and be personable. You know, you don't have to have a full-blown conversation or become best friends, but who knows, there may be a common denominator greater than the physical activity. Who knows, you all may have similar character attributes and not even know. But again, when you're in your comfortable character, it's hard to know. And if you're partaking in an individual sport, I want you to extend yourself in itself, which can be tough. I know individual sports. So let's say you're a swimmer, and you run into someone else at the pool or even a runner, extend yourself to someone you may bump into or at the water fountain or who knows, running your dog at the dog park. I'm just kidding. Let's continue our conversation with the comfortable character in S3 and social. So right as we get into social with the comfortable character, I would like to issue a challenge. And this, I want all of my listeners to warrant this challenge more than anything. I want you to create a word and use it for a week and consistently use this word in your word choice or diction amongst your peers, friends, family, whomever you choose, but consistently use it for a week and see if anyone at the end of the week begins to pick up on this word or uses it or texts it or says it. And then think of the impact that has. And that's merely just in word choice. But think about that. Think about the influence on that. Okay, so back into it. As we spoke previously in S1 and scholars in the comfortable character, we had to diagnose ourselves for our best learning style. So I want to do the same when it comes to our character in our everyday lives. Obviously, it's important for us to be comfortable with whom we are as a person and our bodies, but think about what makes you comfortable in your character. What is preventing you from growing in character? Think about that. Seriously. Is it your physical location? Is it your significant other? Is it substances? Is it occupation? What is making you comfortable? Then are you willing to change that? Are you considering yourself living if you're continually living in your comfort zone? Is that living? Question mark? But seriously. You know, so I want you to truly take a moment to try to digest what makes you comfortable. It could be a various or a variable. Is variable plural? I'm just kidding. Variables. There could be multiple variables in what causes another individual to be comfortable. So after a week of noticing if your new word was picked up or people started to use your new vernacular, think about and step back from your character and try to diagnose yourself for whom you truly are. And this may take a moment of honest reflection with yourself. Think about some of the positive attributes that you pass on, such as the word you just made up. Think about if it was cool and it was in a good environment and people loved it and used it again and again. Then think about some negative attributes you have as a character. If that word is used in the wrong setting or in the wrong context, or if it's too hard for people to understand what it truly means. So again, this may take a few moments of reflection. A handful of challenges were issued and warranted throughout this episode. So I would like each and every one of us to at least try one of these challenges. And I think it'll be fun to see some of these results. Thank you everyone for joining me again on another episode of You and Me, I and You, You and Us. had a little bit more of a serious tone to it, but character is one of those things. Jigga Man.
Yep.
Jay-Zington.
Hey.
J-Dow. Hey. Go and hit him with the facts, man.
You got it, man. Hey, Mooksophilus. Hey, you got to watch out. This guy might be a genius on the low. Hey, episode was great, brother. You know, these solo ones are always a bit more challenging. You know, you've touched on that before. But hey, that was great, Miles, and you really put it all together there in the end. It's something we definitely need to be aware of, you know, our comfort zones and stepping out of them, and is that healthy for us? It's definitely something that we should, you know, talk about and all that. So great episode, brother. I also want to, you know, mention our last two episodes are really good too. So don't sleep on those. That's the Easter holiday special and the episode with Tay about mental wealth. Those are both great. So, you know, don't sleep on those. Check out our stuff. I mean, we're on season 2, episode 8. We got a lot of stuff in our repertoire. So, you know, check that stuff out. Like always, thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. I don't really have much else to say except, you know, what I've only been saying for the last couple episodes is season 3 is coming up, so just be on the lookout for those changes. That's pretty much the only thing I figured I'd mention. Please keep coming back. Thank you for your support. Once again, we love you. We do for you. Mookie Mel Show out. Jay out. Have a great weekend.
See ya.